Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
I want to take some of these calls. They're hopping at 332-3776. Don't forget the three easy ways to listen. ESPN 1000, that's AM 1000. We've been there for years, over two decades now. And now we're finally available on the FM side. It's 100.3 HD2. I heard Len mention it on the broadcast yesterday as well, because I think Liam Hendricks hit like over 100. And he called it 100.3. And it certainly was an HD. It was the radar gun, either hotter. Hendricks said the juice is going in that long save. But check us out, 100.3 HD2. Just go to 100.3, go up one spot, and then it will be 100.3 HD2. And, of course, you can listen on the ESPN Chicago app. It's live. It's on demand for the podcast, exclusive pods like our Crosstalk Unhinged, which just dropped on Thursday. Brand new podcast, 30 minutes, uncensored, absolutely awesome. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast as well. All right, let me take Tom in Plainfield. Tom, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
This is not a hater call. This is a call just pointing out to you. Hater. Now I know why you did why they have the bit, my wife or the radio partner, because you remind me totally of my wife. Because the statement you said about your son, you won't acknowledge facts unless you twist them to your favor as much as you can. Like, I think he's a White Sox fan. He's a White Sox fan.
Yeah.
Suck it up and deal with it, and it's okay.
Well, Tom, don't forget, the great Carmen DeFalco, who is one of yours, is a diehard White Sox fan.
He was a Cubs fan
till he was 13 years old.
I'm a Cubs fan, Sylvie. I'm just saying, acknowledge the paint on the wall of what it is.
Right now, he's a Sox fan.
He is a Sox fan, and that's okay.
Is this Fred Huebner? Doesn't it sound like Freddie?
No, I just have a cold.
I don't know what that means. It sounds like it was a shot at Fred, but I don't know how.
Well, I don't know Fred totally, and so I don't want to be compared to somebody I don't know really that well. So okay. I just, I'm 53, man. I deflect everything.
All right, me too.
Yeah, you guys are.
So,
when's your birthday?
July 23rd.
All
right. Yes, happy belated birthday.
Happy
I don't want to hear it because I'm driving with a handicap sticker on the window, so give me a break.
All right, Tom.
All right, you guys have a great day.
Thanks, Tom.
Look, that's and I look, with my actions, I've acknowledged it. Okay, it's still a little painful, but with my actions, I take him to games. We drove to Milwaukee at the last minute.
It's like you being a man, marrying your wife, but refusing to tell her you love her.
No, that's not.
That's
a terrible analogy.
Just enunciate it that he's a Sox fan.
Right now, he's a Sox fan. I'm just saying that his brain is still being molded as his fan.
Right now, he's a Bears fan. He could end up being a Green Bay Packer fan.
No, that won't happen. The Cardinals and the Packers are the only two banned teams in the house. That won't happen. It won't. Because you know what I'm doing with the White Sox is I'm buying White Sox stuff. I paid $176 for two tickets yesterday because it was sold out. So we went to one of the websites. Like, I'm putting money into this. I won't put money into him being a Packer fan. I'll take stuff away from his ass. The Legos will be taken away.
Wow.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great America season passes. No more. Find your own way to Gurney, kid.
Your level of maturity has exceeded any level I ever thought.
I think I've taken some steps. I mean, I've evolved as a person
you
with this Sox fan take.
You let your children become fans of whatever it is they want to become
the Packers
fans
and
of.
The Cardinals. That's where we draw the line. That's it. Sean in Edison Park. You're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Sean.
Hey, boys. What's happening?
What's up?
So we're going to go take out three of my buddies going to the Cubs game tonight to pay our last respects to the old core. And the boys are going to be sticking around for another, 70 games or so here. But just kind of end of an era. It's going to be sad. But I know you mentioned before, I think you're leaning towards Cal Hendricks maybe being shipped out. And I hate to see him go, but he's going to get a good return from him. He's not going to be here when we win again. So it's tough, but I think it's a long shot. What do you think?
look, this is what I would say to that as the non-Cubs fan here. You should, because you're in a big market with lots of cash flow, be able to rebuild and reload at the same time. Sounds, it's easier said than done. I get it. But, like, if you're going to have money to spend, if you're good at your job, you can rebuild this thing sooner rather than later, and Kyle Hendricks can be part of the rebuild. He's cost control. You're going to need to fill out your rotation.
Right.
Like, I mean,
he should age well.
Yeah. You know, he's not a power pitcher.
He's on this streak. Now, look, his value is very high right now, and he's cost controlled. You should be able to get a lot for him. But again, you have no pitching. Who do you have going forward?
Yeah.
And this should be a retooling, not a rebuild.
That's
my
point.
So you need to add to that and use his goodness and his contract as a benefit for him on your roster.
Well, that's my point. So next year, you should have money to spend. Like, whether or not they'll spend it is a question for another conversation.
I really think they will.
I think that there's a good chance they will as well. But if you've got the cash, maybe you're in the market for Seager or Correa. Okay, now you're going to re-sign Wilson Contreras. You may end up keeping Javi Baez at your price.
Maybe Castellanos opts out. You sign Castellanos.
Right.
You sign pitching.
So my point is like, listen, if you want to burn it all the way down and somebody's willing to give you a king's ransom for Hendricks, I get it.
Boy, you're in. What
this is breaking news powered by PointsBet Sportsbook. On Chicago's home for sports.
Sean's giving me the yes.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
If you go to Adam Schefter's Twitter page, gentlemen, in the last 5 minutes, he has tweeted that the Packers are offering concessions and are close to an agreement that would bring Aaron Rodgers back to Green Bay for at least this season. Sources tell ESPN. Deal's not done, but it's close. He then follows up by saying the new agreement, once finalized, would help set up Aaron Rodgers' departure from Green Bay after this season, per sources.
As this was one of the outlets that we had talked about, that he'll come back for one final spin because it works best for the team and him. I was also reading tweets from Trey Wingo, who, you know, is obviously dialed into the NFL as well. And this was Trey's tweet about a half hour ago. Hearing Rodgers coming back to Green Bay hinging on trading for former teammate Randall Cobb. If Cobb is in Green Bay, it looks like Rodgers will be too. Connect these dots, Bears fans. You just traded Anthony Miller to Houston. Wasn't Randall Cobb in Houston?
Yes, I believe so.
So not needing Randall Cobb...
They stink anyway.
I mean, I'm just saying,
the
like,
Texans are going to trade Watson.
You just made Randall Cobb.
Oh, you're saying Cobb expendable.
Expendable because Anthony. Just connect the dots. So the Bears have, in an indirect way, found a way to get Aaron Rodgers back to Green Bay. Way to go, Bears!
This sucks. I want to go off on Rodgers. He's got no backbone. I think he needs to reconsider this whole thing. We're back in 2 minutes discussing that.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
I really thought he'd stand up for himself. I think he should still reconsider and sit out. You can't let Mark Murphy win. That Mark Murphy... Goody.
What, at this point,
sit
like,
out. Come yeah, on. Stand.
At this point, your razzing's doing
yourself.
Nothing. Doing nothing. Your razzing's doing nothing.
I even tweeted at him. I said, you let Mark Murphy win.
Yeah.
Stand up
again,
for yourself.
And as he has, Ryan Pace has had a hand in it, indirectly.
Yeah, I mean.
Just for the sake of conversation, Randall Cobb becomes expendable in Houston, right? Because they added Anthony Miller.
Dude, so when you're going to trade Deshaun Watson... They're going to trade him.
I'm just saying.
Everyone's expendable. That team's going to be one of the worst teams in the league.
Listen,
Houston.
as a vocal critic of Ryan Pace, I'm shocked you won't get on this bandwagon.
I'm just here for the Tony La Russa bashing.
Right. You got room for both, don't you?
Yeah, I do, of course.
Listen, I get it. I heard Carm earlier today. He was a little energized when he was... Look, I get it. All of the lines in Vegas had been taken down because there was a thought that, and Carm's going to join us at what today? 4:15. that there was a rumor that Aaron Rodgers was going to announce his retirement on Wednesday. That's where you should have...
With the sports books, right?
That's where you should have, like, and then the numbers, I guess, came down. I don't know if they took him completely off the board, but then the numbers come down. I get it. There was a lot of investment from Bears fans that this really could unravel. You knew that it was more than a 50% possibility that he was coming back because of all the ways or all the things that had transpired.
I was hoping that he was going to divorce them like he's divorced his family.
What was his...
He's divorced his brother. He's divorced his parents.
But you know he wants to play.
He's broken up with many people.
He's coming off of it. He's gone to back-to-back NFC title games. He's the defending MVP of the league. You don't think he wants to play this year?
Maybe they won't trade him until he would have pressured him in training camp.
They told you they weren't going to trade him.
Should have stood up for himself.
They told you.
Stand up for yourself, 12.
They told you what they were going to do.
Adam Schefter, again, if you're just getting into your car, has tweeted within the last 10 minutes, several tweets. Packers are offering concessions and are close to an agreement that would bring Aaron Rodgers back to Green Bay for at least this season, sources tell ESPN. Deal is not done, but it's close. The 2023 year in Aaron Rodgers' contract, the last one of his current deal, would be voided with no tags allowed in the future, per sources. Says... The Packers would agree to review Aaron Rodgers' situation at the end of the season, per sources. Aaron Rodgers' contract would be adjusted with no loss of income this year to give the Packers more cap room now. Mechanisms will be put in place to address Rodgers' issues with the team.
Okay, now there's two issues to me hearing this. If you completely void his contract after this year, then you're allowing him to leave and be a free agent the way that Tom Brady was. You get no compensation at all. Maybe what you do at the end of the 2021 season is you have a guarantee with him that you will trade him to a place that he agrees to go to at the end of the 2021 season, where you get a win-win for both teams. Aaron Rodgers gets to go where he wants to go. You get compensation if you're the Green Bay Packers. If the Green Bay Packers just decide to void the rest of his deal and make him a free agent at the end of the 2021 season, then they're really kind of doing him a big, big favor. They're letting him go with getting no compensation in return.
Someone, I think Shefty, one of the football guys on GetUp, said a way they could do it is work in like a $50 million workout bonus for like next June. June 1st, you collect $50 million if you're still on the roster.
Right.
So therefore, it incentivizes them to trade him by that date.
Yes.
Or else they would have to give him, like, whatever. So I don't know.
Not
but
surprised by this. I mean, I think that the most likely outcome was he was going to come back for one season. He told you that he loves
his... Do they never have chaos? Can they never have chaos?
Here, I was thinking about this today as I was, you know, immersed in football and the Aaron Rodgers thinking. The biggest kick to the marbles is going to be, ultimately, if this kid Jordan Love actually is not a bad player. Now, we haven't thought about that as Bears fans.
Well, right, because if they get to keep Rodgers, then he's good. Like, that's the best of both
worlds. Right. Now, I know, like, I feel they would have traded Rodgers already if they felt really good about Jordan Love. So I'm skeptical about how they feel about Jordan Love. I think they're skeptical a little bit by how things have transpired. But that's the kick in the little guys if you're a Bears fan. If they wave goodbye to Rodgers after this season and then... somehow, some way, Jordan Love ends up being, at the very least, a serviceable quarterback.
Well, a lot of people are saying that they may not have a lot of confidence in Love because of what they've tried to offer Rodgers as far as an extension.
Right.
Like the 5-year, right? Yes. They wanted to guarantee 5 years.
From what I understand, they were willing to give him 2 more years after this year, which would basically render the Jordan Love pick useless because he'd be out of contract after the 4th year.
Fred, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Freddie?
Tommy, as a former player, I mean, can you comment on, to me, the ultimate kick to the organization would be for Rodgers to trust himself, play great, and make the organization look foolish for having picked Love. Is there insecurity there on his part? It just seems odd to me.
I don't think it's insecurity, Fred. I think... Look, when somebody is playing at the level that Aaron Rodgers is playing at, and they go out and draft a first-round quarterback, and they really don't tell you about it, I can understand why there was a bit of an eye roll, a raised eyebrow, some hurt feelings. But that's life in the NFL. At some point, you're going to have to replace Aaron Rodgers.
The news always gets out a little later, so like maybe this was getting close to done over the weekend. Do you think that's why Rodgers and
Devontae Adams did the last dance?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't label it last dance, but everyone's assumption was. It was a picture of Michael and Scotty crossing, giving each other, like, a high five.
If you're,
and the
if
assumption
you're reading,
was
if,
one yes. more year. Yes. We're going to run it back one more time.
You guys are right on this, because I've been eavesdropping to NFL Live on ESPN television, and Schefter was on a couple minutes ago, and he said that Rodgers' agent has been in Green Bay for the last week.
Yeah.
And that they were close over the weekend.
Right.
So you're right. Like, that stuff happening last week was because they were figuring out the logistics behind the scenes.
And listen, this is last year of Devontae Adams' deal, too. So Devontae Adams is going to be a free agent at the end of this year, I guess. They could always franchise him, but the long-term contract extension conversations were cut off. And that was my interpretation of that. You know, they both had the Jordan Pippen tweet, which we're going to run this back one more time, and then it's over.
There were a bunch of jokes, too, about
perfect
the
perfect timing, right when Justin Fields is ready to be a star quarterback in his second season.
I would have liked it to be this year. I would have, I mean, come on now.
Yeah, I would have, too, but that wasn't the most likely outcome.
Did you see Tim Grover, our guy Tim Grover, Michael Jordan's trainer, was critical of that, of the post? He's like, you got to win a championship together in order to post any reference to a last dance. Like, Rodgers has his ring, but it wasn't with Devontae Adams.
Right.
And then other people, like the other cracks, were about, you know, with Scottie Pippen and his recent shots at Michael as they were crossing to look like, was this a reference that Devontae Adams in about 30 years is going to come out and start ripping Aaron Rodgers and saying him that he wasn't really the true leader?
I doubt it. But who knows? Who knows? But, listen, this
so
is...
So Rodgers, it looks like, is coming back for another
this
year.
This is, at the very least,
right,
providing us a little football drama.
But how about... What is Get Up going to talk about now? The Cowboys situation?
Dak Prescott. Yes. Dak.
Well, no, Dak's back already.
Well, and it doesn't Jerry matter. Jones, it still doesn't mean that they can't talk about him for an hour and a half a day.
Are they going to talk about the Watson situation?
Well, they kind of didn't speak about that for a long time.
That was kind of right.
Yeah.
Now word is they're open to trading him, and he doesn't want to be there.
Listen,
but what's the penalty going to be?
This is a sexy, juicy story. The Watson one is got other issues attached to it that make it less sexy and less desirable for television on a day-in and day-out basis.
Yeah. 312-332-3776. So Shefty, all reporting that it's just about done, that they're going to come up with ways to make Rodgers happy. And, I mean, this didn't even last one day of a holdout. At least tease us with a holdout a couple days.
This was,
stand your ground.
This was, in a lot of ways, this was a lot. This was Bears fans clinging to this thought that life was going to get a whole lot easier.
Yes, it was payback.
And in the process, you kind of were willing to overlook some of the really telling signs that were out there.
Yeah. Look, it's got to even out eventually, doesn't it? Or does it not have to even out?
It does, but you know, you're smart. You kind of realize that this was probably going to even out next year, not this year. It's going to suck even harder if, for whatever reason, in the next couple of days, they announce that Aaron Rodgers has just been guaranteed $100 million over the next 2 years. And he's going to be your problem in 2022 as well.
Because Randall Cobb was traded for
it. I don't know. I mean, like... But
a West Coast Jay, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Jay?
Hey, Sylvie. So, you know, I was going to call yesterday as one of those useless Packer owner stockholders.
Oh yeah,
you know, but
sucker.
The way I look at that
yesterday
thing was you know, it's a special souvenir. Not a lot of people have it. You know, you could blow a lot of money on a lot of stupid crap. And it's gone, but at least this thing's nice looking, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the reason I'm calling is, you know, the Packers saw what the Patriots did last year with Brady letting him go, and then he winds up winning a Super Bowl.
Okay, but there's a difference.
Like,
West Coast Jay, there's a difference, though. Brady had prior situations set up his contract that made what he did feasible. Aaron Rodgers didn't. They're going to have to rework everything because Rodgers did not do that in previous contract negotiations. He just took the big deal in the contract extension. Brady had outs all the way along.
Yeah, but now they're backtracking and they're making all these concessions because they don't want him to wind up retiring or whatever happens, and they have just Jordan playing for a year who may or may not be fine. I don't know. But, you know, they would rather have Rodgers for one more year playing like he did last year with the chance of winning a Super Bowl than letting him go and being the Patriots looking at Brady with another ring, and they're like, what? So,
Jay,
you know,
if I'm a sucker like you and I bought all that fake stock, I would be really happy today because as a Packer fan, you're built to win today. You can win it all this year.
This is a great day for you.
I'm sure stock's up, right?
Stock's up.
What's the cost
from,
of the
I think it went from 4 cents to 5 cents.
The cost of the paper?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
332.
Listen,
377.
This is not a Tom Brady situation either. As I said, Brady set up his contract in such a way that he had an out. Rodgers didn't. It sounds like they're adjusting the contract to give Rodgers that out, possibly at the end of this year.
All right, we have to do Waddle's list. We'll do that at 4. But I wanted to play you what Buster said yesterday, because Buster dropped a bombshell. Considering all this news and stuff and trade talk, we talked a lot of White Sox here. There was one name that I was not expecting to hear in trade rumors that surfaced on national TV yesterday with the Cubs. Wait till you hear this. We'll play it next.